This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Getting older is inevitable for all of us, and it's important to recognize and hopefully prepare for as comfortable an experience as possible. But sometimes elderly care can prove difficult, especially in the pandemic where shops are closed, inter-household interaction is discouraged or even outright banned, and getting around is tougher than ever. I have Irene Lee, CEO of Elder Elite, on the line with me to discuss their wholesale elderly care shopping platform and how this could help shape an easier, better form of elderly care for the future.
My name is Irene. I'm the CEO of Elder Elite. 4 years ago, I noticed about the needs of the elderly because when that time I do the financial planning for myself, I was thinking, what should I have when I old? So the first thing in my mind would be a place to stay and someone to take care of me when I'm old. So that time I ventured into nursing home. After venturing into nursing home, we saw there's much more things need to take care for the elderly. We have all the while in mind how we can do it better for the elderly. And last year, MCO pushed us to start up this company to focus on bring better products, better services for the elderly.
Right, I see. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what some of those issues that you first noticed were when you entered the nursing home community.
Okay, the first things that we noticed is when you're old, if you are healthy, that is good. But if you need someone to take care of you, that is always a problem of it. Because some of the family, they don't have time currently because all of them are working, and some of them don't have the expertise to take care. So this is why I venture into nursing home to help them on this part.
Right. So essentially, there's a lack of time and support and sort of expertise for a lot of elderly caretakers. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Right.
You are right.
I see. So you mentioned that you started Elder Elite during the period of the pandemic. Is that right?
Yes. We started last November when in my nursing home, because of the first MCO, a lot of family members, they cannot come out and to provide products for the elderly at our nursing home. So they asked us for help, see whether we can purchase the product for them and to just send over for them. So I see this opportunity and I'm moving forward with this idea to start up this Elder Elite.
Right, I see. So Irene, can you tell me a little bit about the performance of Elder Elite so far since you guys started in November 2020?
Okay, Elder Elite, we started off as an e-commerce platform to test the market, also to create products and services that are niche to this market. So we had to source all the products and merchant on the seller side while connecting the buyer side. So we started off with a B2B model. Moving forward, we have plans to introduce a lot more technology to building an ecosystem for all the players in these sectors. So from November last year, we started, but that time we not go into direct to the market yet. We just do our back-end research, everything, set up our e-commerce platform. January this year, we launched our e-commerce platform. Mm-hmm. We have our own website. We have our WhatsApp catalog so that Facebook, whatever online platform we can think of, we launch it. Until now, we are not profitable at the moment. But our growth rate per quarter is minimum 50%.
I see. Also, I wanted to ask a little bit about the products that are available on the platform, right? As you mentioned, not many people are necessarily aware of what is needed for elderly care necessarily. So could you give us a bit of an insight into the range of the products that are available on the platform?
Okay. We focus on normal daily needs of the elderly, such as milk powder, supplement, food supplies, over-the-counters, nursing aid. There's a lot of things involved in it. We also have different kinds of services, such as we know some nursing home we can introduce. We can introduce home caregiver because currently, because of the lockdown, all the foreign maid cannot come over. Mm-hmm. So we have connect with a caregiver partners to provide the local caregivers over to help the elderly daily needs for a few hours daily.
Right. I see. So also, I'm noticing that you have a service that is available on your website for equipment rental. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why that is necessary?
Okay, this equipment rental is also necessary due to some elderly, they have a stroke or they are ill, so they need a special, like a medical bed for them, so that the caregiver is much more easy to take care of them. Okay, we have oxygen concentrator as well and small devices such as oximeter. Nowadays, every household also have one due to COVID because to test the oxygen level in the blood. We focus on this because this is also part of the needs for the elderly. And also because due to my past experience, I have friends that suddenly the mother have a stroke and then they need to invest a huge chunk of amount to get all these things because they don't want to send the moms to nursing home. They want to take care of themselves.
Right.
But unfortunately, the mom passed away 3 months later.
Right.
So all these equipments, devices, they don't know what to do with it. So I get this idea to have this rental of equipment. We started out with like every month you rent with us. After 12 months, these things belongs to you. So any time within this 12 months, you need to terminate, you just inform us. So it's to help up the caregiver. They don't need to come out a big sum of money and they can stop anytime within the 1 year. Right. After 1 year, if they need to upgrade or they don't want ready, they can sell us back the equipment if it's in the good conditions.
Right, I see. So essentially it's to, I guess, prepare for any eventuality that this equipment might only be needed for a temporary amount of time. I see.
Yeah.
Right, very interesting. Now, there are a lot of e-commerce platforms out there at the moment, and some of them would sell or would have available on the platform some of these products as well. So what separates Elder Elite from other e-commerce platforms that may have the same products, apart from the fact that you guys only focus on elderly care?
Okay, other e-platforms will not have consumption data, brand preference, and other requirements of these specialized sectors. So because we have go into research of it, and we very focused, not only provide the product, we also provide the consultations. So not only today, if you want to come on to buy this oxygen concentrator, you might not understand what it is about, why you need it. We have a team to explain to you to get to know your needs first before sell to you.
Right. Yeah. So essentially, you also have in-house expertise on the products that you sell and services that you provide that maybe other e-commerce platforms might not, even though they might provide similar things.
Yes. And with all this data that we have, we will do further research and we will go source for the new technology available in the market and bring back for our elderly market in Malaysia.
I see. All right, we're going to take a short break for some messages. But after that, I will continue speaking to Irene Lee, CEO of Elder Elite, about their wholesale elderly care shopping platform here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me is Irene Lee. She is the CEO of Elder Elite, and before the break, we were talking about the inception of Elder Elite, as well as the products available on the platform, and what separates this wholesale elderly care shopping platform from other e-commerce websites. So now I would like to talk to you a little bit about the partnerships that you have on your website. You have a lot of brands that you offer in terms of the product offerings that you have and a couple of interesting partnerships with other small companies as well. I noticed that you have a very wide variety of products that are available on your website, including brands like 3M, Blackmores, and Cetaphil as well. So can you tell me a little bit about the logistics of that, right? Where do you source your products from? What's the arrangement there, essentially?
Okay, I'll start with the partnership first, how we source our partnership. Mm-hmm. Initially, we all always focus on what we call in Mandarin is 衣食住行. We translate into English, it will be healthcare, food, a place to stay and mobility, which everybody will need, especially for the elderly. So we focus on this to look for the partners to build our e-commerce platforms. From there, we will go straight away to approach them, because nowadays with technology, it's quite easy. You can like email, and then we will introduce ourselves, and then we will welcome them on board together with us to build this platform together to take care of our elderly communities.
Right.
So for logistic parts, currently we outsource. Yeah, we outsource all to, because currently got a lot of logistic company available. So we just find the one that can cater for our needs, then we just welcome them abroad.
Right. So essentially, you reached out to a lot of the brands that already provide these products that are featured in those categories that you mentioned, right? And then from there on, you sort of outsource the logistics part in terms of delivery and all that. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Right. Now, I do want to talk about very specific partnerships that you guys have as well. For example, you've got a meal subscription partnership with Penang Tiffin. You've also got a partnership with Jasper Lodge, like you mentioned earlier, I believe, which is a doctor's managed nursing home, and also Homage, which is a holistic health and caregiving services, as well as a Pillar Malaysia as well. So can you tell me a little bit about those partnerships, why they're important, and what made you want to create these partnerships as well?
Okay, as just now I mentioned, I focus on those four pillars, which is healthcare, food, place to stay, and mobility, to build up our partnership. So all of them will come into their own category. For us, we feel that for elderly, they need nutritious food, because when we body our health deteriorate, we can't really absorb the nutrients well. So it is important that we consume the nutrition food. Rather, we just eat to fill up our stomach. Then this is why we get Penang Tiffin. I can introduce a bit of Penang Tiffin, why we partnership with them. Because the founders of Penang Tiffin is Azrin. She is a Chinese Muslim, so she cook a very good Chinese food, but it's still halal certified. And then she very look into healthy perspective. So hers one is she use all the herbs and spices to make up the taste rather than using the ready-made stock.
Right.
Okay. For Jasper Lodge, Jasper Lodge also my partners, because like I said just now, I started nursing home first, which is partner with Dr. Lim to have a nursing home in Penang. Okay. Then because why I bring Jasper Lodge on board is they have 11 nursing homes all around Malaysia. So they have a wide coverage. So any of our customers, if they need a place to stay, we can introduce Jasper Lodge to them. Then for Homage and Pillar, they almost similar, but they are different. Is Pillar provide is 24 hours home nursing care or caregiver, which the caregiver will stay at the elderly home.
Right.
While Homage is just for a few hours. If the elderly just need in the morning for a few hours care, then we will get Homage to provide to them.
Right. So all in all, I guess these partnerships are supposed to be quite holistic in the approach to caregiving, right? You're handling nutrition and you're also handling caretaking as a whole, but I guess on varying levels of time.
Yeah, you're right.
I see. So another thing that I would like to ask you about as well is you also have a CSR initiative with gift boxes. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that works?
Okay, when we started this elderly elite platform, we want to give back to society. And on upon that time, because it's due to MCO, we noticed that a lot of old folks home or the NGO homes, the donation deteriorate, because people cannot go to the homes to donate. So we try our parts to help them up. So we will talk to the homes that need help. Then we will just come up with these gift box ideas. It's easy for the donor to just purchase one box and we will send on their behalf for them.
I see. And how has that been working so far? What has the uptake been like?
Okay, it quite well taken off, because on that time, there is a lot of donors want to donate to the nursing home or old folks home. But due to the MCO or all the while, they can't travel far. So we will encourage them, says that not only the homes that we chosen, you can donate to, any homes that you want around Malaysia, you just inform us, and then we will send it over on your behalf. But currently, because due to the lockdown, we more focus on Penang first because it's very hard for us to send to other states due to the lockdown.
Right, absolutely. That's totally understandable. My final question for you, Irene, is about plans for the future for Elder Elite. I know you mentioned earlier that you are based in Penang at the moment and that obviously because of lockdown restrictions and so on and so forth, things might be a bit difficult to travel interstate and stuff like that. But, you know, tell me a little bit about what your plans are for Elder Elite.
Our future expansion plans is currently to increase products, negotiate with overseas manufacturer to become the exclusive dealers while increasing our sales via multiple online and offline marketing channel.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned earlier that you are primarily B2B at the moment, right? Any thoughts of B2C expansion as well?
Yes, we want to go for B2C as well. This is why we have more Facebook engagement. At the same time, we create our brand name through Shopee and Lazada because there we notice it's more consumers. From there, we can get our brand name out so people will know. We do 4 months already for this strategy and the response is quite good. Nowadays, people can direct WhatsApp us to place an order with us. Then we just send over to them.
Right. So there are many channels essentially that you're already on as well. So basically, the next steps are to expand into more markets and also to expand into more product offerings.
Yes, you are right. So we are keep on research and finding the products because end of the day, we want to create platforms for not only the elderly, but for their caregiver as well. So from there, we can also incorporate social media to further build the community. And we also can create a marketplace for all the players and even extend by creating a specialized platform, maybe an app, and also engaging the consumer or the family member. Then we're able to incorporate other elements such as digital health, fintech, insurtech, while continuous collecting the customer data.
All right, that is fantastic to hear. And I'm very interested in seeing what lies ahead for Elder Elite in the future. So thank you very much, Irene, for speaking to me today.
Okay, thank you very much, Christine, for having me here.
You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. If you've missed any of my conversation with Irene Lee of Elder Elite, you can listen back to our podcasts. They are available on both our app, that is on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also listen to the podcast on our website, bfm.my. This is Christine Wong, and you're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.